When we started down there, when Tuck and I started, we started with, we're going to compete with Teddy to prepare the dinner.
Yep.
There was the Rocky Mountain and the Savoy, and there was the Arrow, was excellent food, the Savoy and us. And, you know, it was, they were fabulous. You know, the steaks and stuff that all three of them served. So we decided we had to do something different. So we started to bring in music. And I'll never forget, it was like, rumor got around that we were going to bring in outside entertainment, people who were, and so the musical union. The union, what the hell did they, musicians union,
yeah, musicians.
Come down and told us, you know. So I was there, and you have to come and talk to us. And so Tuck and I went up. This guy says, well, if you open up, we'll picket the place. We said, you'll what? Picket it? And, you know, we knew it. The only thing they ever picketed in those days was the mines, and they really shut everything down once you picketed. So they said, that's right, we'll picket your joint if you open up and have outside music. And Tuck was very, not very mild at times.
He wasn't very smooth.
He says, use a few words, and he said, you see this window? He says, if you picket our joint in Meaderville, I'll come up and throw you out that window. And he meant it, I think. So they didn't picket us. But we brought in several little bands, and Art Land and his comedy band was one.
Oh, wow.
But we brought in bands for years there. We never were picketed either.
Yeah, never got
but
picketed.
That's how we had the people, and it found out too that people come to Meaderville to eat, not in our joint, because they had Teddy's and they had the Savoy and all those good places. So they'd eat there and then come to our place, either drink or dance.